In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's with joy that we gather today on this Good Friday to consider the Word of God, and may it be a blessing to everyone today who is in the hearing of this Word. Before we read our text, I'd like to speak a little bit about the psalm that the brother read. Of course, it was a psalm of David. And we believe, do we not, that David, even in writing this psalm, wrote with the direction of the Spirit of God. And in so many of these psalms, we see Jesus Christ in them. But sometimes I believe it's this way that we forget about the humanity of Jesus Christ. We know that he was true God and true man, but we forget, I believe this, that we forget about his ability to have sorrow and grief, you know, because sometimes we think of him as the all-powerful and all-knowing God. And we look at him from today's perspective, you know, the risen, powerful Lord Jesus. But on this earth, you know, he was also a man. And he's, even here in this psalm, he speaks through David of himself. Just think about that, where he says that mine eye is consumed with grief, and my soul and my belly, just the whole, he was just full of grief. And my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. That's the heart of Jesus Christ. And you know that it's because of you and me. That's the part, that's the problem with this, that we have to know. And my strength faileth because of mine iniquity. Certainly it's easy to see that, well, it's David speaking about his iniquity and sorrow over his own sin. And you have that too, don't you? That sometimes just the thought of our sin and our sinfulness that we have, it is grievous, isn't it? But Jesus, because our iniquities were put upon him, he also had that. And he felt the iniquity of us all. And also in this psalm, he speaks about those that slandered him. They lied about him, and they said all kinds of evil things about him. And that hurt also. But of course, in this psalm also, he writes, and David writes also, that yet I trust in thee, O Lord, thou art my God. So that's, it's so beautiful, the heart of Jesus and his concern and his care for us, but also his great grief and suffering for us. I thought today I would read from the Gospel of John, and this morning my thought is to read the first part, which is in Jesus in Pilate's judgment hall. Because we remember, do we not, that even we confess in the creed that he suffered under Pontius Pilate. And then this evening I thought we would consider Jesus on the cross of Calvary. So this morning we're going to read from John 19 verses 1 through 16, and we'll read that in Jesus' name. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth. Wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou?